What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Monday morning, Victory Monday, after the Packers beat up on the Bears to clinch the number one seed in the NFC. That's right. The road to the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay goes right through Lambeau Field. The Packers clinching the number one seed means they are off next weekend with a bye, the only one available in the NFC. The Packers will get healthy and prepare to hunker down for 2 days, watching three games on Saturday and Sunday as the NFL shakes out wild card weekend, and then prepare to take on whoever emerges from the detritus of that weekend to face the Packers in Lambeau Field. Obviously, yesterday, Packers followed a familiar script, you know, let up a elongated touchdown drive to open things on defense, went on their own elongated touchdown drive on offense, got a stop, got another score, got out ahead by a bunch, let the opponent whittle it away, got us all nervous, and then they pulled away for good towards the end. Seen a lot of that this year. Seems to be the formula: get a lead, get a commanding lead, pin your ears back, and take control of the game and basically throttle the life out of your opposition. The Bears still make the playoffs. They'll be playing the Saints, I believe, next week. So still a chance the Packers could see them down the road, albeit a small one. But never really know what's going to happen in the crazy world of the NFL. Good morning to everybody in the comment section. FMCH, thank you for the super chat even before we went live. If that's how our offensive line is going to play, I'm 100% okay with them playing like that. Pre-chat, super chat, got to get kids. Go, Pack, go. Always got to get the kids. I mean, the offensive line did play well. I will say in the passing game, it certainly helps to have Aaron Rodgers getting the ball out and making things happen on occasion. But I will tell you this. If I had told you all, sitting here on these chats back in, say, May, that the Packers would be facing off against the Chicago Bears with a lot on the line in Week 17, and their starting tackles would be Billy Turner and Billy Wagner, a lot of you would have freaked out. Yet the Packers looked damn good yesterday on the offensive side of the ball with said Mercers, Turner, and Wagner at tackle. Now, again, some of that was due to Aaron Rodgers' quick release and or brilliance, but for most of the game, I thought Turner and Wagner held up pretty damn well. I got to go back and watch it down by down yet, but first blush, they did the job, and that's all you can ask. Hamster fans, thank you for the super chat. Double 13-3 seasons to start for LaFleur. I pity the head coach that has to follow that standard. No doubt. Obviously, whoever comes in next will undoubtedly be walking into a bit of a different situation, but you never know. Joan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Amar, thank you for the super chat. Victory Monday, bye week, number one seed, LFG, love this. Hype has joined y'all for a few yesterday. Girls kept taking my phone for their shows. Amar, man, I know how that goes. Trust me, I know how that goes. Ryan, thank you for the super chat. Nags, I had the score at 34-20, but all I have to say is Dominique Daphne, let's go. I love Dominic Daphne. He got in the end zone yesterday. That's ridiculous. Zach, thank you for the super chat. Lest we forget, the Bears remain wholly inadequate. Zach, thank you for keeping it PG. Danielle, is anyone else nervous about the MVP being a curse, or am I psycho? I mean, yes, you are a psycho. Sorry, I don't mean to split hairs here, but or be un-PC, but yes, you're a psycho. If he wins MVP, great. If he doesn't, great. They still got to play two games, get to the Super Bowl, win that game, and hoist Lombardi. Doesn't matter if he gets MVP or not. Be great if he does. That's all that matters. Chad, thank you for the super sticker. Very kind of you. Kevin King looks like a dolphin when he tackles. You guys. Oh, my God. The amount of Kevin King tackling slander that I arrived to in the comments is worrying. I get it, man. Everybody's got to pick their nit. I understand it's hard to watch, but they won the game, man. They won the game. They've won 13 of them with Kevin King tackling that way. He's been tackling like that all year. Ain't like anything's going to change. Ain't like this is new. I mean, yes. Should he wrap up? 1,000%. Does it make me pull my hair out? In the moment, yeah. But the morning after a big win to get the number one seed, you're worried about Kevin King's shoulder tackling? Come on. Yes. Again, in the moment, yeah, it's frustrating as hell. The morning after, I don't care, man. They won the game. Preston, thank you for the super chat. It doesn't matter as long as we win, but do you think AJ is warranted more carries, especially after seeing him versus Tennessee at the weather in Lambeau? Preston, no. No, I'm not surprised. The fact that he got, I think, one carry yesterday after the big output against Tennessee. I said after the Tennessee game, so many people asked me, you think this is, you know, he's coming out a and or you know, a road forward for him. I said, as long as the guys in front of him stay healthy, this is probably what you're going to see from him. Maybe spot duty, probably not a lot of productivity because he won't be given many chances. If you've got Aaron Jones and you got Jamal Williams, those are your two guys. Those are your horses. You know AJ is capable now, but you don't want to force it to him. Just let the guys that you know, got you to the dance keep dancing with them. I'm not surprised, and no, I don't think you should force feed AJ just because he had one good game. Eric, thank you for the super chat. With such a stout backfield, do you think there's any chance we would see some three-back sets? Would be great to see Jones, Williams, and Dylan out there at the same time. Eric, I think maybe as a wrinkle, some smattering of it, but I don't think you'll see any kind of true like you know, three-back package where they do a bunch of plays out of it. I did like the split-back stuff we saw. We saw a couple with Dylan and Jones in there at the same time with one or the other going in motion. That was fun to watch. No doubt about it. We'll see what they cook up for the playoffs. Accidental Hero, thank you for the super chat. Manitowoc's Jim Kroger wrote, the Bears still suck, and 70s super rock song, We Just Disagree. R.I.P. O. Bard of Manitowoc. Rest in peace indeed. Although his ditty got quite the shakeout yesterday. Alex, thank you for the super chat. How great would it be if Green Bay took down Brady, Wilson, and Mahomes and route to another trophy? Lofty, I know, but one can dream. Can we get a Go Pack Go? Go. Can we get a Go Pack Go? We can always get a Go Pack Go. Alex, especially with a dream like that, we're going to need all the Go Pack Goes we can get. Nags, women do not forget these bad plays and we'll bring them up 5 years later. LOL. Oh, Brandy, I'm aware. Trust me. Well versed. Thanks for the heads up. Who is the one team you don't want to see in 2 weeks, even though we can beat them all? I don't care, Justin. I truly don't care. Bring them. I don't care. I don't care. The only team that can beat this team is this team. The only team that can beat the 2020/2021 Green Bay Packers are the 2020/2021 Green Bay Packers. That's it. Three more games. Let's do it. Tulio, thanks for the super chat. I'm here for Brandy's takes. Nags is just a big bonus. I agree, man. I'm with you 1,000%. Zach, thank you for the super chat. Love Cheesehead TV. Excited for playoff content. Zach, let me tell you something. There will be some playoff content, sir, because they're in the playoffs. Better than end of season content, I'll tell you that. What are your wildcard week predictions? That I relax for a little bit on a football Saturday/Sunday. Other than that, I'm just going to watch it play out. I would love the Cinderella story of the Washington football team beating Brady and the Bucks, but I don't think that's going to happen. I also think the Saints will most likely beat the Bears. Other than that, I got no idea. I think if Goff plays, they beat Seattle. Yeah, we'll see. They've been real up and down lately. How did you feel about Turner at left tackle? He's staying there for all playoff run. Devon Haas, thanks for checking out the stream. I said at the start, I thought the offensive line played well. The tackles held up well. Parts of it are due to Aaron Rodgers' quick release and or making things happen when they were breaking down. But for the most part, I think they held up well. And yes, I do suspect we'll see Turner at left tackle for the remainder of the playoffs/season. Tonyan is a weapon. You said that right. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Lizard's blocking needs more recognition. Love him. Seems that's all we ever talk about, even when he's catching passes like it was yesterday. You know, I love me some wide receiver blocking. I'll chat it up all you need me to. No doubt about it. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Government pays Pappy Fund. That's what I'm talking about, Andrew. Got my Adams jersey, sideline hat, and Packers mask on at work. I love seeing the D round into form, making bad QBs look bad. Go Pack, go, and the Bears still suck. That is what I'm talking about. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for the super chat. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Does the run defense seem worse than the numbers? Did snacks make a difference? Also, could you go back to my previous super chat from 10 minutes ago? No chance. But for that first part, does the run defense seem worse than the numbers? No. Did snacks make a difference? He didn't play a ton. I didn't see the snap counts this morning, but they didn't have him, you know, in there very liberally. But, you know, seems worse? What? What? I'll tell you what seems ridiculous is people trying to find something to bitch about. That's what seems ridiculous or seems worse. these people, all these people yelling at me. People, I got thousands of people dying to yell at me. Milwaukee, thank you for the super chat. I hate to use the term, but the Minnesota game was a, quote, good loss. The defense took that buck kicking and turned it around. You know, I don't know if it was that game in particular, but things sure started to seem to head in the right direction afterwards. So maybe it was a good loss. You're right, though. Don't want to use that term. People get all upset. Just joined in thinking the Bucks are coming to town. Philip, thanks to the super chat. There's a chance. No doubt about it. And I tell you what, every Fox exec is hoping that's the case. Brady, Rodgers, Lambeau, playoffs. Man, be nuts. Was Jones' TD celebration a sign that about his contract or asking pay me? Oh, I kick ass 44. I got to think that was a pay me signature, but who knows? Maybe they signed something. I doubt it, though, because I think we would have heard about it by now. Roberto, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, Buffalo is having 6,700 fans in their wildcard game. Any chance we can get that many fans in our game? Hashtag Kings in the North. Hashtag Super Bowl bound. Roberto, is there a chance? Yeah, I think there's a very limited kind of outside chance, but I would be very surprised if it comes to fruition. I think the Packers will keep it somewhat subdued. We know they've had, you know, friends and family, so to speak, up to 500. I know they let in another couple hundred first responders and frontline workers. I think they'll continue down that road. I don't see them letting 6,000 or so people in. Maybe I'm wrong. If you saw, the mayor of Green Bay was on Transplants 2 weeks ago. He was talking that he thought it was a good idea and or someplace they, something they could do safely. Of course, the game itself, and this is what the mayor pointed out, and I tend to agree, the game itself is probably not the issue. The people sitting in stands, socially distanced, masked up, probably not a worry. It's before and after the game that things start to kind of go haywire for this plan, because you know if Lambeau's letting people in, there's going to get a vibe around Lambeau, and then Stadium View opens up, and Doozy's opens up, probably some title town, although that's team controlled, so probably maybe not as much. But, you know, things start opening up, and then people start hanging out, and then it gets sloppy. So, I don't know, and I think that's maybe what the Packers are going to be guarding against. But, hey, I get, you know, is there a chance? Yeah, there's a chance, but I will understand if the Packers keep it under wraps. Trying to get all these super chats. All right. Gary the G. Gilbert, what's up, buddy? There's three things in life that are undisputable facts that are you live, you die, and above all of that, the Bears still suck then, now, and forever. Go Pack, go. I didn't know where that one was headed, but it got there, and it made a correct point. Accidental Hero, thank you for the super chat. Jair gives up 64 pounds and 9 inches to Jimmy Graham. Thoughts? I think Jair Alexander is an all-pro, and if he's not, there needs to be an investigation. Those are my thoughts. Mickey, thank you for the super chat. Nags, love Cheesehead TV. When do you think we'll play next, 16th or 17th? No idea, buddy. No clue. I haven't even looked. I don't much care either. I just want them to arrive in a bad mood and whoop the tar out of whoever comes across the line. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Playoff thoughts? So many playoff thoughts, Lance. Brian, thank you for the super chat. Special teams needs to be more special. All right, fair. Tavon Austin needs to hold on to the ball. But, you know, knock on wood, that was a really good returner they were facing yesterday. And for the most part, they kept him under wraps. So, small mercies. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Not yelling, just broke and want my $5 read. Dude, I've read three of your chats already. I've gone back as far as I can. It is not showing up. I am doing what I can. There are a million chats. I get to as many as I can. Sorry. That's the best I got for you, buddy. Rodgers went with the white turtleneck instead of the green one. Thoughts? Nicholas, I think that's what he went with in the Tennessee game as well. So I think he's sticking with what works. Pip the Whale, thank you for the super chat. Hey, do you think the NFL will ever change the Super Bowl to a Saturday night so that your friends across the pond can watch? Also, you should visit Scotland. I've been to Scotland once when I was very young. It's a very scary place. Lots of young men asking me if I want to fight. As far as the Super Bowl on a Saturday, I don't think it's happening anytime soon. I think what they're really trying to push for is to elongate the season as, you know, out as far as possible, so stretch it out to President's Day weekend, so then that people have that Monday off. But of course, that probably wouldn't, you know, apply to Scotland. But do I think Super Bowl on a Saturday? Not anytime soon, unfortunately. Dance of the year, Gary on the interception dance. That was tight. You got that right. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Bears or the Saints are going to be slimmed away. Quite possible. Can we get a kick returner like ever? Jacob, Tavon's a kick returner. He just fumbled. This guy just got to be better with the ball. Lord. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. The NFC wildcard matchups are unappealing. I don't know. I think I'm gonna enjoy watching Washington's defensive front get after Brady. I'm gonna enjoy the Bears trying to keep pace with the Saints. I don't know. I'm not totally with you there. Don't go to Scotland. Just don't go to Scotland is the chat. Amen. D train rolling. Choo choo. Got that right. Let me see. Can we shoot the outside toss into the sun? Oh, Mark, you know, it's frustrating. I get it because Akeem Hicks is in there, so you don't want to attack them up the A-gap in between the tackles, etc. But they also got those linebackers who are so good sideline to sideline, so you've got to pick your poison. Maybe you don't run it as much, but yeah, the toss was it's hard to watch, no doubt about it. They don't seem to have a good job of, sealing the edge. Slimed. It's a Nickelodeon thing, Nathan. Thank you. That's right. That game on CBS/Nickelodeon is going on. Lucas, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the new playoff format? Well, I tell you what, it sure as hell pays off to be number one seed. Get that lone bye. Going to be interesting to see, A, what kind of effect it has on the teams themselves. The fact that there are more games, maybe more injuries, etc., but also just viewership and interest. I mean, wildcard weekend takes on a whole nother level. It was already, lots of fun, although wildcard games had been getting kind of one-sided, so to speak, and maybe this dilutes it even more and makes it worse. I don't know. I'm interested to see how it plays out on Saturday and Sunday, but I'm excited for more football. That's pretty much all it really boils down to. Any concerns going forward after the Bears game? Yeah, when is the next Packers game? That's the only concern I have, pretty much. When do I get to see the Packers beat another team so they're one step closer to the Super Bowl? Is Kirksey worth keeping around? Good question, Chris. All players have value. That has always been my mantra, and I think there is a way, we've seen it, to utilize him as far as not having him diminish the output on the defensive side of the ball. I think he does add something of a physical presence. I think we've seen it these last 2 weeks, but he can also still be taken advantage of. And I do think it'll be somewhat opponent specific games, like, the games against the Titans and the Bears, where they are offenses that are, very kind of predicated on getting their run game going. I do think you'll see more Kirksey, but if they face a team that likes to spread it out, throw it all over the yard, I do think you'll see less Kirksey, because that's where he can be a bit of a liability. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Looks like we could have saved a lot of cap space letting Bakhtiari walk and keep this team together. We were pretty good against a great front. I'm not so sure I agree with your police work there, Nicholas, but it's one game. And like I said, they held up well up front, but some of that is just due to Rodgers being Rodgers. Do I think Ndamukong Suh is one of the main reasons Rodgers had a bad game? Do you think it could be a problem in the playoffs? No, I don't think it was Sue per se. I think that team did a really good job of mugging the receivers and getting quick pressure. Don't forget, Bakhtiari did get hurt in that game, and they had Wagner over there at left tackle, and it was an absolute jailbreak after that happened. Rodgers had one really bad throw on the first pick six, and then a bang-bang play and that interception to Adams. And after those two plays, it was blood in the water, and they were just pinning their ears back, and the Packers couldn't get anything going. So I do hope that they run the ball a little bit more next time around if they are to face the Buccaneers. And I think they'll have a little bit more success between the tackles if they actually try to do it. And that should help their play action game. That should help Rodgers get more of a rhythm. So I don't think it was Sue. I think Sue's a good player and he's always a problem. I love the idea of a rematch between him and Corey Linsley, Lucas Patrick, and Elgton Jenkins. I'm down for that. Thoughts on that third one and fourth one turnover on downs? Nothing. No major thoughts. I mean, nothing that, you know, I can really give you until I go back and watch it again. I remember in the moment thinking, all right, a great play on the fourth and one by Sullivan, although I wish he'd held on to the football. But, you know, let me go back and watch it again, and I'll tell you tomorrow. Killer Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Holy crap, I actually got up early enough to catch the stream live. Go Pack Go, all gas, no effing break. Killer, thanks, buddy. Thanks for joining me. Always good to talk to fine folks like yourself. Happy New Year, Nags. Happy New Year, Rob. Happy New Year to everybody here who joins us each and every day to talk some Packers. Can't thank you guys enough for making Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. I know there are a million outlets out there. You can go anywhere. It's a very saturated space. So the fact that you utilize Cheesehead TV in any way, shape, or form means a lot to myself, to Corey, and everyone at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.